Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast. 10 minutes every day where life with Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for February 14th, Valentine's Day, looking at Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. I wrote my first book, Theophilus, about everything Jesus began doing and teaching until the day he was taken up, after he had given instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After he had suffered, he presented himself alive to the apostles with many convincing proofs. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and told them things about the kingdom of God. Once when he was eating with them, he commanded them, "Do not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for what the Father promised, which you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they were together with him, they asked, "Lord, is this the time when you are going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After he said these things, he was taken up while they were watching, and a cloud took him out of their sight. They were looking intently into the sky as he went away. Suddenly, two men in white clothes stood beside them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing here looking up into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you up into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. This is the word of our God. So this Luke character, the guy who wrote the Gospel of Luke, what do we know about him? Well, he was a physician. We know that much. He wrote the Gospel of Luke. He went along with Paul as a companion of Paul during one of his missionary journeys for a little while. A little bit later in the book of Acts, we hear as he's relating some of the travels of Paul, he all of a sudden switches to the first person plural, we, instead of the third person singular he, or third person plural they. Instead of saying he went and they went, all of a sudden, we went from here to here and here. And this Luke is a Greek man. He is a physician. And we see here from the beginning of the book of Acts as well that he investigated this Theophilus. Theophilus, the name itself means lover of God. Now, does that mean that the patron, the person who sponsored this book, was actually named Theophilus? Perhaps. The other option, of course, is that this is a generic term or a nickname that Luke applies to the wealthy patron who sponsored the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts. And Luke is keeping him anonymous, but is rather highlighting the characteristic that this person is a Christian who loves God. And so, throughout the book of Luke, and also in the book of Acts, we see that Luke uses a little bit more technical medical terminology when he's talking about the healings and the miracles that Jesus does. And also throughout the book of Acts especially, we see that Luke, this Greek man, really thrills to write about traveling by sea. Traveling by land, it doesn't really thrill him too much. But when they get to the accounts of Paul traveling around the Aegean Sea, Luke highlights every little landmark and every little cove that they stop at and pass by. That's just kind of the long-standing Greek love for the ocean or for the sea, because there were people who lived very close to the sea, and it was just imbued into their culture, into their character. So then they go out to the Mount of Olives outside of town, and Jesus gets the question, "Lord, is this the time when you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" And his response really sets the tone for the entire book and sets the theme for the entire book. He says, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." And here's the theme to the book of Acts. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Those are really the three segments of the book of Acts. The work of the apostles there in Jerusalem, the work of the apostles spread out throughout Judea and Samaria after a period of persecution, and then all the way to the ends of the earth, with the book of Acts concluding with Paul at Rome under house arrest, but quite literally to the ends of the earth, at least metaphorically, I suppose, to the ends of the earth. And then we get to the Ascension. The Ascension is the fourth of the five major festivals of the Christian year. The five major festivals, of course, being Christmas, Epiphany, Easter, Ascension, and Pentecost. And so Jesus ascends bodily and visibly up into heaven, withdrawing his visible presence from them. And the question is, why? Why? Don't you think that maybe more could have been accomplished if Jesus stayed? And the answer, of course, is that Jesus went to heaven for a very distinct purpose. A couple of reasons involved in that. First of all, he said that he was going there to prepare a place for you and for me, and that's part of the work that he is carrying on today. And then secondly, I'd like to speak of the Ascension as withdrawing his visible presence. Because since Jesus is both God and man, in one person, the divine nature, the God aspect of him, gives all of its attributes to the human nature. So that when we talk about this Jesus Christ, we can talk about him according to his human characteristics or according to his divine characteristics. So we could say Jesus was hungry, Jesus slept, Jesus died. Those are all things that the human nature contributes. We could also say that Jesus was sinless and holy, that he knows all things. Those are things that the divine nature contributes. But we can also say about Jesus that the Son of Man is in heaven. Even as he was speaking to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, we can also say that Jesus, the Son of God, died. Everything that we can say about Jesus in relation to his human nature or in relation to his divine nature, we can say about Jesus, the person. And we can't really separate the two natures within the person of Christ. But we look at Jesus and we can say that the Son of Man, this Jesus, fills all things. And so when he ascends into heaven, we can say, even while he was on earth, we can say that this Jesus, because he is God, is omnipresent. That is, he knows all, or he is everywhere. We can say that this Jesus, the Son of God and Son of Mary, is omniscient. And so when he ascends into heaven, he's still with his disciples, because he's God, and even according to his, in respect to his human flesh, he is everywhere because he is God. And when he ascends into heaven, he's just withdrawing his visible presence. He's no less with his disciples, but rather he's even perhaps with them in an even more full way. It also signals the end of his ministry, that the work that he had come to do was done. And he leaves his disciples with the task. He commits to them this task of being his witnesses. And I've mentioned before, you know, not being his attorneys of collecting a case and arguing it, but being a witness of talking about what we have seen and heard from our Savior. He commits to them the task of being his witnesses, starting where they're at and spreading out from there. And his ongoing work even today, sometimes we talk about that in relation to his work as, or his threefold office of prophet, priest, and king, if you remember that from Catechism, that even today, Jesus, as the head of the church, carries out the work of the prophet by preaching through the church, that even today, Jesus, as king, rules over the world and governs human history for the good of his church, and Jesus as priest still intercedes on our behalf. And so it's no wonder that they return to Jerusalem rejoicing, and they'll fully understand it finally at the day of Pentecost. And then that final note from the two men in white, the angels that God sent to say, okay, guys, time to go home. Show's over. Men of Galilee, why are you standing here looking up into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you up into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. And so this Jesus who is in heaven and who fills all things because he is God, is also going to return in the exact same way. He doesn't give up his human flesh. He doesn't give up his human nature. He still is God. And so at the end of time, when Jesus returns on Judgment Day, hopefully soon, we're going to see him descending on the clouds of heaven with all the saints and with all the angels. And it's going to be the exact same Jesus in a glorified body, having conquered death and the devil, having risen from the dead, who will return visibly, return in a way that people will see him and people will know him and recognize him. And so what shall we do? It's the beginning of the book of Acts, and Luke is going to take us on this tremendous journey of mission work from Jerusalem to Judea to the ends of the earth. So just take a moment today and continue to pray for the proclamation of God's word here and around the world, that many more may come to know of this Jesus, that Christians may see their vital role, no matter who they may be, no matter where they may be, that Christians may see their vital role in serving as witnesses of our risen and ascended Lord Jesus. And so, you can find us, of course, Sunday morning, 2250 South Holland Sylvania Road in Maumee. You can also look us up on YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. This is the Raised with Jesus podcast, the audio home of Resurrection Lutheran Church of Maumee, Ohio, and 10 minutes every day, where the life of Jesus meets yours. God bless your day.